producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Location in Minot, North Dakota today at the Sleep Inn and Suites and Conference Center in Minot. Now, the voice you just heard is the youngest member of the Hennon family, who I brought on to talk a little bit about this fine facility at the Sleep Inn and Conference Center because, you know, when you travel, you want a family-friendly location. And so Haley offered to come on here. This is Haley Hennon. Haley is 11 years old. She is about to enter the sixth grade at Sullivan Middle School. And that's part of the John Paul II Catholic School Network. And what else can I say about you?
I'm awesome.
You are awesome. You're a good little girl, yes. And
I like swimming.
You do like to swim, which is what we're going to talk about here at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
All right, so hang on a sec. We'll talk to you in just a moment here. I want to tell everybody else what we're going to do today, okay?
Okay.
On the program. We are in Minot today, and we're going to meet the chief of police of Minot, who will join us on the program. We've had a bit of a controversy here. A lot of folks during the recent flooding took comfort in the fact that they could listen to the police traffic on a scanner and be in tune with what's happening. And they recently have decided to scramble that signal so that residents can't hear those signals anymore. Now, that is done in some other communities as well, but it was new to Minot, and it's causing quite a stir here. So we're going to ask him about that. I also want to talk a little bit about, you know, Minot would fairly be called, I guess, kind of the metropolitan city of the Bakken Boom. This is on the eastern edge, obviously, of the Bakken Boom, but a location for a number of companies that stage here, and obviously a great deal of the workforce services the Bakken as well. And, you know, you hear stories every day. The White House this week was lamenting a drug problem in the Bakken and singling it out. And, you know, we hear a lot about crime. I want to hear it actually from the boots on the ground law enforcement folks of where it's at. I've acknowledged, I think, that it's quite obvious that there are going to be impacts. There's more of everything. I mean, when you have more income and you have more housing and you have more restaurants and you have more building and you have more oil production and you have, you know, you're going to have more, you know, of things like, you know, the unpleasant things that come with it. There's more of everything. But is it disproportionate to the just the growth? We're going to talk with the mayor about that. When one of our listeners heard we were coming to Minot, she said, "I have the best peach pie to die for, and you got to have some." And we said only if we can, you know, share it with our listeners. So she's going to deliver that live on the air today, and then we'll do a little live tasting and a sample. Will you help with that as well, Haley? Do you like peach pie?
I don't think I've ever tried it, but I like pie, so sure.
You like pie?
Mm-hmm.
You like,
peaches?
You like peaches? So how can we go wrong?
Yeah, really.
Right? Yeah. Rob Port of the Say Anything blog is going to be here. Rob is the state's most read blogger. And so we'll tap into what's hot in the news in the blogosphere today on the program. Look forward to that. And he'll be here about 9:30. And then, of course, it's Normal or Nuts. Normal or Nuts Friday. Why are you shaking your head?
Because the ones you post on Facebook are a little...
What?
Stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So have you got better Normal or Nuts questions? I'm open to other ones.
Not really. I can't be put on the spot like this.
You can't?
No, I have to think about it.
You want to noodle it a little bit? Think about it?
Noodles, yum.
You instantly thought, you know, yum, right? You think about one then. I'm happy to add one. We actually need one more.
Okay.
We have two, and the first one is that North Dakota is number one in beer consumption.
That's not good.
No. So would you say that's nuts?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And then the police not putting the information on the scanner We have a question about that as well. Do you think that's normal or not?
What do you mean, like, people, things on a scanner?
So if the police department has a call that comes in that says we need to go to the sleep-in because somebody is, slipped and fell and got hurt themselves at the pool and you need to go check this out, or there's a ruckus there and kids are at the Dakota Square Mall next door chasing each other, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were at home listening to the police scanner, you'd know that's happening because you'd hear the dispatcher, say,
"Ooh, yeah, yeah."
And they used to have that on there so you could listen if you had a certain kind of radio, and now they took it away. So would you say that's normal or nuts that they took it away?
Nuts, because that would be kind of nice so you would know, like,
what's happening.
So, yeah,
okay. So those are our two.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they were kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So you still stand by that?
Sure.
Kind of boring or what?
Yeah.
Would you rather we do something related to what, 11-year-olds?
I don't know.
No?
I'll come back to you on that one.
Okay, you're going to work on a normal or nuts question. So we'll give you the third one today, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. And, of course, the Golden Girls will be here. Bunkita Cullum from the right, Ellen Ratner from the left, tackling the news of the day. So that'll be coming up here.
Ellen will come?
Yes.
Here?
Actually, not physically here. She's going to be on the phone.
Okay.
Would you like to visit with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ellen is known as Santa Ellen in our house because she is very generous to the kids. So that's why Haley lit up like a Christmas tree when she found out she's going to be here. All right, so that's what we have coming up on the program today. We welcome your calls, your questions, your comments at 855-200-1776. Haley, would you like to be a little bit of a co-host today? Would you stay around for a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have stuff to do?
I don't have anything to do. I would swim, but nobody's there to watch me, so...
Yeah, let's talk about swimming a moment. What did you like best about the sleep-in and conference center swimming here?
Well, the slides are fun, and they are really, really crazy, and I don't know. They're long slides. They're not like 30-second slides. And there's also a purple one that I'm excited to go down, but it's currently broken.
Right, but the two, the orange and the yellow one, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, I like them because, well, there's something, there's a kiddie pool, there's a hot tub, there's another pool for, like, regular swimming that has different depth, and then the slides.
Yeah. Can you not touch your microphone there? Because we can hear you bumping your microphone.
Oops.
There you go. Just a little radio protocol. That's okay. So the slides, the hot tub, the kiddie pool, the other pool, you sign off. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. And, I've been down a few water slides in my day.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually pretty fast and fun.
Yeah.
And the twists and turns are, and Haley insisted that I go along. We actually here for a family reunion. My wife, Maria, has... family from this part of North Dakota. Her mom actually grew up in Columbus, North Dakota, and still has a lot of relatives that live throughout Northwest and North Dakota. And every other year, they gather. It's kind of a gathering of the Berg clan, the Berg family reunion, they call it. And so it becomes kind of a fun thing to do in our family every other year. So.
And people are also staring at us.
Well, that kind of happens when you're on the radio.
Then why don't you shut the door?
Because I don't mind them staring us.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Well, we have guests coming, and I want them to be able to see where we're at.
Then just put a big old sign on the door.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You'll have to handle the creative.
Okay.
And the big old sign on the door.
Okay.
Okay, we just had free breakfast here at the Sleep-In and Conference Center. What did you think of that?
It was awesome.
Very good. And you have some hot biscuits?
Yeah.
Probably not so hot anymore.
And about 20 butters here.
You like butter on your biscuits?
Love them.
Is that why you... 20 is a slight exaggeration, but I do count 4 little butter packets. And so you're going to spread those on the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, butter's popular in our family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly right. And the accommodations last night in the room, you enjoyed that?
Mm-hmm.
So you'd sign off. Actually, for folks that have not stayed in Minot before, I mean, Minot has had a robust addition of hotel rooms and then more rooms available just because of what's going on as throughout most of the Bakken. But I would say this facility, the Sleep in a Conference Center, which is here long before the Bakken boom, is probably the best overall facility here. I mean, the banquet facilities, the convention rooms, the water park, the restaurant.
The mall attached to it.
It's right adjacent to the mall, so you can do your shopping. And so here, actually... this winter one time, and there was a big storm, and it stranded a lot of travelers and ran into some people from all over, and they were just thrilled to be able to sort of be stuck here because there were so many things to do. So forgot about the mall, Dakota Square Mall, right next door. So
yeah.
Very nice. So sleep in a conference center is a great spot. It's also a spot where much of the talent from Husfest days, much of the talent from the state fair, it's the destination when you're coming to Minot. So for folks that are new to the area, sleep in and suites at conference center in Minot, our location. And it's Haley tested and approved.
Yes.
Especially that water park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I still have my...
Do I have mine on still?
I still have my wristband on, yes. We have our wristbands on.
And they also have a pull-out bed that I got to sleep on, but I'm going to sleep in the bed tonight.
You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In our suite, a couple of double beds and a pull-out.
I don't have to share a bed.
Yeah, you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, but Alex is getting kicked out of his bed, and I'm going to be... He's going to be in the pull-out couch, and I'm going to be in the bed.
I see. You're pulling rank on him.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Okay. All right. So you work on a normal or not survey question, okay? Ellen Ratner and the Blanquita Cullum, the Golden Girls, will be here next on What's on Your Mind. We're live from Minot today. Don't go away, friends.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Back in Minot, live from the Sleep Inn and Suites Conference Center in Minot, North Dakota. Checking out their Minot Daily News today. Ag industry seeks to create right to farm. Talking about an issue down in Missouri. And a possible border crisis deal, says another headline, outlines of a possible compromise that would more quickly deport minors arriving from Central America emerged Thursday as part of President Barack Obama's $3.7 billion emergency request to address the immigration crisis on the nation's southern border, which was the suggestion of the vast majority of our audience yesterday. USA Today, Israeli troops ready for ground assault. We haven't talked about that for a while. Maybe we should start there with the Golden Girls. Ellen Ratner from the left and Blanquita Cullen from the right. Special co-host with me today, the youngest member of the Hennon family, Haley Hennon, is here today.
Hey, Haley.
Morning.
Haley, are you going to become a left-winger like Ellen?
She doesn't know what a left-winger is, do you? Left-winger means someone that likes Obama.
No.
Oh, she quickly answered then, by golly.
There you go, Haley. Joining the right time. Right side. There you go.
She lit up when she found out you were going to be on the radio in a moment here, Ellen, just so you know.
Remember our song, Haley?
Do you remember
it's
the song?
Obama-rama time, Obama-rama time, Obama-rama time, Obama-rama time.
And she was trying to brainwash me.
Yeah, Ellen trying to brainwash you. Go figure. Now
that's hysterical. That is so funny.
Now, you had a counter song. Do you remember your counter song to the Talons? It's George Bushy time. George Bushy time. Wasn't that it?
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, something along those lines. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Haley wanted to say hi.
And I've got one for everyone. Blame it on the bus and over. Since we have to blame somebody this morning.
Yeah, that's
no, we don't blame anybody except popular, the Republicans.
Popular Washington sport. So give me your take on what's going on in Israel and this ongoing effort asking for restraint from Netanyahu and Israel on this assault that's come from Hamas. What do you guys make of this story?
What do you say, Ellen? I mean, let me tell you, I've just had lunch with one of my friends who has an application on her phone where you can hear a noise every time there's a bombing in Israel. Now, imagine if your daughter and her children and a young one of her daughters is there leading a group of young kids out there, and where she's staying is just getting bombed. They've had more than over 200 bombs in Israel. Restraint, do you really think that they should be considering restraint or a strategy enabled to protect the people that are living in that small area of the world?
Well, I think that, one, the settlements have got to go from the Palestinian area. Even my cousin, who was Carter's first Jewish ambassador to Austria, said, and he was head of the Joint Distribution Committee, which is a Jewish AID kind of organization, said you can't take somebody's land. That's the first thing that's got to happen. And then maybe we'll get some calm.
Look, Ellen, I mean, at some point we've got to be able to call people terrorists when they're terrorists. It started with, absconding with three young men and, of course, the retaliation of one other young man. I mean, right now we've got to be able to identify who were the terrorists that started this thing, and Palestine has to be able to stand up. But the concern I have is what I've talked to you all about before, is the role of Iran. Where is Iran going to be playing in this situation? And knowing that we're going to be playing putsies with Iran in Iraq, knowing that Iran has a huge role with Russia and Venezuela, and has already pre-planned what they will do if anything seriously continues to go on with Palestine. I mean, the United States and the president, if he could break away from his playing pool or renovations of the bowling alley, should be able to figure out what kind of a role does the United States play, because we're going to be involved one way or the other.
All right, I want to ask you about a couple other things here. How about this extraordinary move by Germany, a close ally of ours, obviously, in saying, you know what, this top U.S. Spy got to leave. Get him out of here. What's going on here?
Well, I think that we have to stop spying on our good friends, and that includes Angela, the Chancellor's Merkel's cell phone. And we have to understand that this kind of thing does not work. People are not very happy about it, and that's the issue.
And I don't believe this is the first time this has happened, right? But it's the first time that we know so much about it. I mean, that's the unusual thing here. BQ, what's your take on this, that it's so publicly, an ally of ours, a friendly nation, saying, get your person out of here?
Why were they there? Okay, that's the other question. Was there concern of some sort of terrorist activity that was going on? Were they? But obviously, there wasn't. So, I mean, we really don't know. I would suspect that this is not the first time it's been going on. It's been going on for probably many, many years. But the CIA is in a mess as well. I mean, when you think about, they don't have any graybeards there. They got rid of all the graybeards, the people that have much experience. And really, the people that are manning a lot of the missions have only been at the CIA for as many as 7 years. So, you know, right now, a lot of our significant intelligence agencies are in trouble because, again, the leadership, the oversight is pretty abysmal.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. And then President Obama down in Texas taunting the GOP leaders over lawsuit threats. Ellen,
he's taunting the American people, and he's taunting, like, you know, you can't do anything to me.
This is not the president's best moment. He looks very unpresidential down there. What's going on?
Every talk show host I talk to, right, left, or in between, we all think that he should have gone to the border. I just don't understand where he's getting his advice. I'm going to agree with you and Blanquita on this one.
Okay, but we're not talking about that so much as just his whole tenor, this idea that you're in the middle of...
Well, I understand, but his tenor means being engaged on the border.
I mean, just put
the border and basically saying, you can't do anything to me. I dare you. Sue me. Impeach me. Do whatever. I'm going to do what I want to do or I don't do because I don't really care. I this is my time. And besides, what are you going to do? Kick me out? I try. But what it says to other countries, to the American people, is gross disrespect.
Let me answer this as honestly as you can. Not the political answer, like nobody at the White House is listening. Does this president not seem like he's sort of checked out and just going through the motions?
No, I honestly don't think he's checked out. I just think he's getting bad advice. There's a vast difference.
So the bad advice of go down to Texas and do like 3 fundraisers and go to Colorado and hang out with the governor there. Get yourself pictured the shooting pool.
Ask you questions about would you like to smoke a joint.
Wow. Yeah, bad advice. So you say he's checked out, BQ?
Well, I think worse than that, he's so arrogant that he feels like a king. He feels like, and basically this is going to really put a real crimp on the sovereignty of this country. But
yeah, yeah. Thanks, ladies. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Edition of the What's On Your Mind program, normal or nuts survey questions. We have two of those up today, and my special co-host, Haley Hennen, a soon-to-be big-time sixth grader at middle school, is here to help co-host the program. Did you come up with a normal or nuts survey question that you want to add?
Nope, I Googled one.
You did your research.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
You don't have to apologize for that. Okay, you found one that you like. By the way, I don't like the G word, Google. Do you know why?
I don't know.
Have you heard of Bing? Do you ever Bing anything?
Yes.
Bing is, another search engine.
The one is it's on our school. Like, that's the only, it doesn't pop up Google.
Is that right? You use the Bing at school?
Yeah, but I don't like it, so I search Google on Bing.
Why? Why don't you like it?
It's, I don't know.
Is that you're
I like Google.
To
I don't know why.
You're used to Google.
Yeah.
You know why I like Bing better?
Why?
Because Microsoft employs people in North Dakota. See, and they're, and that's Bing. And Google...
is it Apple or something?
No.
Just kind of everything?
Well, no, Microsoft, is the company behind Bing.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a North Dakota presence, and Google does not. So I'm just trying to be a little more local. As soon as Google has 1,000-plus employees in North Dakota, then I'll consider the G word. Till then, no. Just a little thing. But anyway, I don't like giving them free publicity, but they have become a household name. Anyway, so you Googled up something in the way of a normal or not survey question. And by the way, Haley got a kick out of this because she goes into the search bar, and she puts in normal or nuts, and what comes up? The show, right?
Yeah. If you search Normal or Nuts North Dakota, scroll down a little bit, and it pops up the Scott Hennen Show. Welcome to the Common Sense Club or something.
Okay, so what did you come up with? What's your question?
Well,
I'm going to see if it's worthy of the show and whether we can add it or not.
Okay. Well, since we're at a hotel, lots of elevators and things, unless you want to take the stairs, but I don't like doing that. So, elevator-induced rage, whatever that means.
So the normal or nuts survey question would be, is elevator-induced rage normal or nuts? We have to first understand what it is, though.
Do you want me to Google it?
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? do you Google everything when you want an answer? I worry about kids today because, see, when I was your age...
Sometimes if I'm in school, I get a book or something in the library and see...
Go find, like, an encyclopedia. Do you know what an encyclopedia is?
Yes, of course I do.
Okay, well, I'm just checking because, you know, Google is sort of like your encyclopedia in your hand there. You know what I'm saying? So did it tell you what the elevator-induced rage is?
I didn't look it up. Do you want me to?
Well, what could it possibly be?
Take your guess and we'll see who's closest.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna use Bing,
And I'm going to use Google.
And you use your Google deal. And
Google.
And then we'll see who has a better answer and what exactly.
What in the world? That's scary.
So now when you search this, do you go, what is?
What I usually do
or just
is,
put the phrase in.
What is elevator rage? And then Vader.
No kidding. Guess what came up? Reader's Digest. Are you normal or nuts?
That's what I found it.
And it says, what
there's a video on here going down elevator rage. Urban Dictionary, elevator rage.
And what does it say it is?
Noun. Okay. This is from UD. Okay, UD or something. Noun, verb, the extreme anger felt by some elevator riders when another rider chooses to take the elevator up one floor as opposed to taking the stairs. People that are habitually...
You said it right.
Okay. Late or dislike fat people are more likely to experience elevator rage. Elevator rage rarely escalates to violence, but is the cause of much eye-rolling, loud sighing, and pointed watch checking. That's okay.
That seems to be if
that seems a little nuts.
Yeah.
Just like take the stairs if that bugs you. It doesn't matter that much.
Well, and I also think if you know you get to a point of rage over somebody.
Yeah, you shouldn't be
going
riding
up one floor and down. Then maybe you know.
Maybe you shouldn't be riding the elevator.
This is from Reader's Digest. Why do I get so angry in an elevator when someone presses pop-up ad? Those drive me crazy.
So do they do to me, too.
Do they really?
Well,
pop-up ads, normal or nuts? Maybe that's our question today. Why do I get so angry in an elevator when someone presses the button that I've already pressed? The verdict, all too normal.
That doesn't bother me. If, like, I press floor 3 and then they press floor 3, they didn't know I pressed that. It doesn't matter.
It is kind of funny, though. It's kind of a human nature thing that, you know, somehow if you press it, you know, it's going to get there quicker. Or, you know, is that for sure that light lit up?
Yeah, it's
but I don't know that it's worthy of rage in the elevator is what
like
I'm
getting. Like an elf, when he went on the elevator and he, you know, he pressed all the buttons, he was like, oh, it looks like a Christmas tree. There are other people and they didn't get all mad at him.
So do you think this one, you know, if we put this up against North Dakota being number one in beer consumption,
mm-hmm.
the police scanner thing, do you think this one is going to get the most attention today? It is kind of a quirky thing, though.
Yeah, because, well, everybody likes me, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're pretty full of ourselves today, are we? You think the kid factor will help you out?
Yeah.
I see, okay.
Oh, by the way, is it normal or nuts that my dad likes Bing more than Google?
Yeah, now we're getting into the weeds. Now we're really getting into the weeds. But Bing did find me the Reader's Digest, you know.
So did Google.
They did it?
Yes, and also a couple of videos on elevator rage.
Videos.
And I rude.
You're not.
I Snapchat a hand and just.
Snapchat. You need to explain to listeners what Snapchat is.
Okay, well, Snapchat.
Snapchat is nuts, I think, actually.
I love Snapchat.
Okay, what is it?
It's like.
It's an app for mobile phones, first of all.
Yes, it is. And.
And
for smartphones and stuff. And you take, like, a picture. So we're going to take a picture of my dad right now. Hold on.
Okay, you take a picture. I heard the picture.
Okay, did you hear? Okay, then they did too. So I snapped a picture of my dad talking on the radio. Now, I'm going to set it if I want to send it to 1 through 10 seconds. I'm going to set it for 2 seconds, right? And then I can put a caption on it, or I'm going to take some blue writing and say hi on it, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to send it. You can have friends that, if they have Snapchat, when you sign up for Snapchat, it'll pop up on your phone. Who has Snapchat, you can know who has it. I'm going to send it to my brother and my sister. So now I'm just going to send it to those two. And now it says delivered right now. So they just got the Snapchat. And before I said, make sure to tune into the Scott Hennin Show because I'm on it. I sent to Hannah and she said, no thanks. So that was nice of her.
Wow, this is your sister kind of dissing you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's why what started all this. But here's the deal. I don't get the value in that little app. So your friends are going to get a picture of me that they see for like 2 seconds, which says hi and tune into the Scott Hinnon Show. And then it's gone forever. And so it's the Snapchat is that it's snap as in real quick and it goes away and comes with a photo.
Yeah.
So sort of like a text.
Kind of like a text, but with a picture. I don't know, really.
It's so just, is it just entertaining to kind of get those throughout the day from different people? Does it make you laugh? What you know?
It's funny, kind of. I don't know, like if somebody, it's kind of, and then there's also a My Story where people can assign something to like a little circle icon type of thing, and then if you click it, and it shows only goes on there for 24 hours.
See, I think we should talk about that today in the program. I think we should talk about whether Snapchat is normal.
This is what it's meant for.
Yeah. So and there's many ways this could be used inappropriately.
Yeah.
And there's stories about there about how it's used inappropriately.
Yeah.
So this is another reason.
And right when you sign
up. Now I know you're not doing that. You're you're a nice 11-year-old little girl who's sending photos to her sisters and her friends that are kind of funny and amusing. But teenagers can abuse it. So there's another reason I don't like it. Mm-hmm. How about Instagram? What's Instagram?
Okay, I described it to you before, and it's kind of hard to catch on, but it's. Once you have the app on your phone, it's easier. It is, got another Snapchat from Hannah.
Okay, don't be deceived. This is the problem. This is why our kids are ADD, because they get all these things and then, you know, they have to go.
Okay, Instagram. Once you have it, it's a little bit easier. So, you can follow people. I am currently following 404 people. And basically, you post pictures that you can be private, so, you know, not everybody can see your thing, but everybody can. Show like celebrities have Instagrams. A lot of them have them. You can see, you know, what they're up to. If they're sometimes they post pictures like what show they're going to next or something like
so
that.
So is it like Facebook, but you're just doing a picture instead of a
yeah basically, and then you know captions.
So it's more social media. It's a way of kind of keeping tabs on people, but rather than write a bunch of stuff in a post, you're actually doing a picture.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Still seems a little odd to me. But this whole elevator-induced rage thing kind of got us into a whole different area of maybe Snapchats versus Instagram. I think we should go there.
You okay
with that?
I don't care.
All right, stick around, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to win in the World Cup? Germany or Argentina?
Me?
Yeah.
Argentina, because the Pope is from Argentina.
That's why you want to go with it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to go Germany just because I have some German heritage. Tilges.
Okay.
Your grandma and grandpa, Adam and Bertha. Tilges.
Well, I have the Pope on my side, so.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, the Pope. Who do you want LeBron James to pick? Cleveland or Miami? He's narrowed his decision down to one or the other. Do you care where he plays? Does that matter?
Does Miami do hockey?
They do. The Florida Panthers play down there.
Okay, I want them because Rocco Grimaldi plays for them.
Wow. This is how, because Rocco Grimaldi would be who?
Rocco Grimaldi was a Sioux player, but he signed a 3-year deal with the Florida Panthers.
Right, so that's how you kind of pick your favorites?
Yeah.
Argentina, because the Pope's from there, and I like the Pope. In this case, I'm going to pick.
I don't really get why. What's the guy's name, the basketball dude who's going to pick who?
LeBron James.
I don't really get why it's in the paper and why it's so important.
Because he's a big-time player.
I know, but it doesn't matter that much.
No?
No.
Yeah. Who won between Minnesota and Seattle, by the way? That was a late game. A wild one where the Twins won 8-1 on Wednesday, I was kind of curious how things went last. I should know this, actually. I should be telling you this. I guess.
Okay,
we'll...
the music is playing.
Yeah, you know what that means?
Break time.
Time to go to a break.
And
hey. Can you... we'll do the weather, and I'll tell folks... whether or not the Twins won last night against Seattle in the late game, okay?
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Good job. What's on Your Mind continues after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If a trip to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, is on your summer bucket list, have I got a deal for you. Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon. You've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa right on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar higher. A lot of resorts, especially the good ones, don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, guess what? For all of July and August, a buy one, get one. You book a Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. Buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining is fabulous, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And as if that were not enough, how about a 50% off spa treatment any Monday in July or August? Great getaway. Go to chaseonthelake.com right now. Promo code Scott to get this deal. Chaseonthelake.com. Promo code Scott. Call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Twins lost 4-2 last night in the late game. If you couldn't stay up. Now somebody tells me Twins won. Let's see here. I got win 4-2. Oh yeah, they did. They did. They won. I'm sorry.
Yay!
Yes.
Did they play Seattle or who did they play?
4-2, the Twins at the Mariners. They won.
Oh yes, I don't like the Mariners.
Now they play Colorado tonight at Coors Field, Denver.
Twins not doing so hot. Fifth in the AL Central Division, 42-49.
Okay, can I tell them our experiment?
Okay, so during the break, because of this whole... just one sec, though. I want to explain to people why we have this.
Okay.
You do this experiment. The whole elevator-induced rage question that you brought up that we found out actually exists from Reader's Digest posing this question prompted a listener to send us a tip about the secret elevator trick that allows you to bypass other floors. So one of the reasons there is elevator-induced rage is when you get in and say there's 20 floors and,
There's 12 people in the elevator.
Right, and somebody pushes all these floors before you get to your floor.
And
now,
you know, I would definitely think it's annoying if you have... Like, if you just got there and you have all this luggage and there's all these people in there.
Right, but it's life. I mean, just take a deep breath, you know, so you get there 2 minutes later, big deal. But anyway, that's why I think elevator-induced rage is nuts. But anyway, so this listener sends a note saying that there's a trick that you can go directly to your floor without stopping on the others that evidently pizza delivery guys have figured out when they go to hotels. All right?
Okay.
And here's what they claim. If you want to go directly to your floor without stopping on the others, you just need to press and hold your floor button and the door button close for about 7 to 10 seconds. So you take the door close button, hold that along with your floor, 7 to 10 seconds, and then even if there's floors pressed in between, you'll go to your floor. So anyway, did it work?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
There's four floors. So,
okay.
And I'm going to call in quick, so can I see the number, please?
Yes, here, let me dial in for you.
Okay, hold on, let me get it.
You call 855.
855.
200.
200.
1776.
1776.
Yep. What happened in 1776, do you know? Pretty important year. History books? Declaration of Independence?
I haven't been in social studies for over 2 months, so spare me.
July 4th, 1776?
Independence Day!
There you go, yeah. Okay, so have you dialed yet? Can you dial that?
Call?
Yep.
Or am I going to get feedback?
No.
Okay.
You take the headphones off now and run up the elevator and just press 2, okay? So what you're going to need to do is you're going to get in the elevator and you're going to press all four floors, okay? And then press the fourth floor and the door close button for 7 to 10 seconds. You just need to press 2 now. And then Shane will get you on. While you're doing that, I'll read the weather. Okay? All right. Door close button. Press all buttons. Floor 1, floor 2, floor 3, floor 4. Haley. And then you're going to press... Door close button for 7 to 10 seconds, and door number 4, floor number 4, to see if it skips floors 2 and 3. We're going to try this out. We could use a bigger elevator, but we'll just have to make do. Anyway, Haley will be on in a moment. Let me first tell you about the weather forecast here. We're out in the oil patch. We're in Minot today, sleeping in Conference Center in Minot, our location today, which is why we're having a little fun here. And the forecast looks like this. First for the patch, isolated thunderstorms during the morning, mostly sunny skies this afternoon, 77 for a high with a northwest wind at 10 to 20. Tonight, generally clear, low about 52 degrees, winds northwest at 5 to 15. Tomorrow, 81 and sunny, looking good. Then we cool off as promised earlier this week, 70 on Sunday, cloudy and 64 on Monday. Right now, 64 degrees in Tioga and Williston, Watford City 63, Newtown 63, Stanley 64 degrees. As we go through the oil patch communities, we usually check out mostly cloudy, 59 in Columbus. Back in the valley, cloudy and 68 degrees right now in Grand Forks. Forecast for the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, partly cloudy skies, 86 for a high. Tonight, mainly clear, low about 58. Looks like we'll have a nice southwest breeze at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. But as we look ahead into the weekend, sunny tomorrow, 82, mostly sunny, 72 on Sunday. 68 degrees in Grand Forks now, Hillsboro 72 degrees, Grafton 66, Kindred 73, Breckenridge 72 degrees at this hour, Fergus Falls 72, Detroit Lakes cloudy and 70, Thiefer Falls cloudy, 72 degrees, Watertown 72, Aberdeen 72 and partly cloudy. Going to be 90 down in Aberdeen today, my gosh. 72 right now in Fargo. Heading for 88 degrees for a high. What happened?
Well.
Did it work?
No.
It didn't work?
I pressed Okay, I'm going to hang up on this call because I'm hearing feedback. But I went and I did the instructions.
And it stopped at floor two?
Yeah, I went up to floor two.
Yeah. So it says it doesn't work on all elevators. Maybe I know this is hard for us to believe, but maybe this tip from this listener is not exactly right. Yeah.
We're going to a break.
Exactly right. I'll come with you and we'll test it during the break and find out if it works. Normal or Nuts Friday, Rob Ford of the Say Anything blog, Minot Police Chief coming up, and somebody who has some delicious pie to share with us, believe it or not. Special co-host Haley, too, on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.